So there's an interesting point raised by the Brisker Rav that by the Shlomim, it says Vizos Torah Zevach Hashlomim Asher Akriv L'Adonai. So these are the laws of the Shlomim, the peace offering, that a person brings to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you ask a very simple question. You look at all of the other korbanos, the Ola, the Asham, the Chatos. It's just Zos Torah, you know, Zevach Ola. It doesn't add Asher Yakriv L'Hashem that you bring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he's saying that there are two types of Shlomim. There's a Shlomim that an individual can bring, and then there's a shlomim that you could bring for the kila, for the community, for the greater congregation. So you can't bring chatas or those other kabanos for them, but a shlomim you can. So therefore, he says, that's why it says Asher Yakriv LaHashem, because the laws that are mentioned here by Tzav, so these laws of the shlomim are the laws that specifically relate to an individual rather than to a community. Where all the others, you don't find that. So therefore it says, Zos Torah, Zevach HaShlomim, Sher Akriv LaHashem. So again, okay, but why is it that way? Why is it different? So logic would dictate, you can't say sin offering for the community. There's a special sin offering community, a special sin offering for a Nasi, a Nasi Kiyechta, or the ruling that the leaders of the community, even though they don't know what Averis the community is doing, they're culpable, they're responsible. But when it comes to Shlomim, a peace offering, so that's something that you can bring on behalf of the whole Kehila, on behalf of the whole community. Because as a Jewish community, we can be appreciative. And this, again, is the idea by Pesach. And those that we can express as a community, not only our individual, how God saved us, but he saved us as part of a greater community, a greater Klal Yisrael, something that didn't exist before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So yet this is yet another expression of appreciation that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us out of Mitzrayim. And we see that in Agada, Lo Asav Oseinu Hitzil. In other words, God didn't just save us, but we, our children, our grandchildren, all of us, we would have remained slaves to Paro had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not brought us out. So we want to express this appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good that he did, not just for the one generation in Mitzrayim, but for us and all future generations.